What's up, Raza? This is Fernando Amador, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast. Yeah, it's been a minute, right, Raza? But here I am, still alive and kicking. Oh, and talking shit. All the way from Downey, California. But Raza, I am a product of Maywood, California. Con orgullo. So Raza, listen, when I saw on Podbean that I had as much as 5 listeners for certain episodes, I said, orale, I gotta do another show. People are actually listening. Well, maybe 5. Okay, well, maybe 2, and they listen to the show more than once. But somehow, you know, it totals 5. So, you know, you had me at 3, Raza. Orale. And, hey, you listener. Yeah, you know who you are. If you're the one who reached out to my daughter and said, dile a tu papá que no se haga güey y siga con el podcast. Well, I got a word for you, homie. Listen up. Good job, brother. Somehow you found her, and she told me, and it woke my ass up. She said, Dad, you have a fan. Listen, Raza, a fan. Quiero llorar. Damn, that got me going. And then she called her brother, of course, my son, and told him, Fernie, guess what? My dad has fans. Yeah, Raza, with an S, fans. Orale. My kids just laughed about it, but, you know, yeah, you listener, you know what? Que huevos. But the message, it got across. Good job. So today's show, right? Today's show. There's much, so much, I guess, that has happened between the last show and the present that it could be about anything. But to us Chicanos, what matters most, what's important, should we say price of weed? Nah, cabrones. Availability of limited craft IPAs on tap? Well, to me, yeah, but nah, doesn't qualify for the show, not for this show. At least not yet. So what I came up with for the show was the caravans, las caravanas, to talk about today. So yeah, the caravans of Central Americans that keep coming to the U.S. through Mexico. You know, it's on the news daily. And to tell you the truth, Raza, I have mixed feelings about it. Sometimes scared for them and wanting, you know, to help, to sometimes scared for me and my way of life, and that the inflow of people just doesn't seem to end. So asshole, right? Or maybe just human. Or maybe I'm becoming an old bitter man and naturally becoming, you know, a more conservative asshole. Could that be it? Or do these different feelings happen to us all, but stay true to our progressive design no matter what? Well, let me know, Raza. Hear me out. Listen to the show. Hey, you pendejo, don't change the channel. I mean, the podcast. Hear me out first. And then let me know how you feel and how I may be wrong. You know, I just ask that you be truthful. But before we start, Raza, quick anecdote of an average Chicano. Thought I forgot about those, huh, Weyes? I know you did, but I'm not that old. Getting there, but not yet. Anyway, I was working down in the city of Mexicali. Shout out to Mexicali people. Yeah, anyway, I was in a van with some gringos and some true Mexicans from Mexicali. You know, we were taking a tour of the city of an area where air pollution is generated. Oh, damn, Raza, I'm in my garage and some stupid bird just crashed into my window and is now out there on the floor kind of dying, I think. And another bird is trying to come to its aid. What do I do, Raza? What do I do? I'm serious. This is happening right now. May 22nd in Downey, 2019. Oh, damn. Come on, birdie, wake up. Let me put this on pause, Raza. Hold on. Okay, Raza, so I went outside. The bird was on its back. The good news is, as soon as he saw me, he turned around and started trying to walk away, but he was kind of pendejo. He might have a concussion. And so I came back in. As soon as I came back in, he disappeared. So I went out again to look where he was, and the fool fell in the pool. So now I just took him outside the pool, pulled him by one of the wings, or his tail, actually. And he's walking around out there. I hope he doesn't fall in the pool. So I may have to pause this bullshit again to go check on his ass. Now I'm feeling kind of guilty. But he was walking fine when I pulled him out of the pool. I think he just has to get out of this concussion, and he'll be all right. So I'm the bird savior. All right, so where was I? So, yeah, I was taking a tour with some people from Mexicali, of areas there in Mexicali where there's air pollution. It's part of my job. Anyway, you know, I was sitting next to the Mexicanos, and I took advantage of that and asked them, hey, you Mexicanos, nah, just kidding, I wouldn't talk to them like that, I'm respectful. I said, colleagues, I have a question for you. Since you are from Mexico and live in Mexico, what's your opinion of the caravans being allowed and even supported by Mexico to cross the country and get to the U.S. border, knowing that there is nothing good waiting for them due to Trump's crazy-ass illegal methods of handling refugees? One lady said the answer is a complicated one, and she's right. There is not an easy answer to this. So to my, you know, too much talking ass, I took that small answer she gave me, or maybe part of her answer, maybe she was going to talk more, but I jumped right into the next question. And the next one for me to ask them was, don't you think Mexico has to think about wanting these people in their country now that the U.S. is turning many of them away? And does Mexico want immigrants or have a place for them? That question did not actually get answered either. One guy rambled on about the different political parties and how they're playing each other with these refugees. But the guy is kind of a politician, so he had his take on for his party. You know, and come to think of it, I didn't really get any answers. Maybe they just, you know, thought in their mind as they looked at me, pinche gringo prieto, who do you think you are asking these delicate questions? But anyway, I continued. My last question was, don't you, as Mexicanos, worry about your southern border and the fact that a group of 300 people can just break through your border fence? What about your country's security? Again, to this question, I don't really recall an answer. You know, maybe again, they stared at me and thought once again, pinche gringo prieto, you are so brainwashed, pendejo. You know, and they might be right. You know, it might be only us U.S. people who see borders this way. You know, it's ingrained in us from the way the U.S. treats its southern border. You know, and assumes everyone coming from there is bad and is a threat. That is why we worry so much about our border security, a wall, military at the border, BCP or whatever the hell they're called. You know, and also because our government brainwashes us to have constant fear so they can control us. Like, you know, what happened after 9/11? Right after that, we were like, yes, sir, take my privacy, all of it. And thank you, sir, for taking it. May I have another? Yeah, that's kind of where we stand right now. We're just some scared fools. And, you know, the government definitely takes advantage of that. So damn, Raza, this conversation I was having, well, my talking and talking to them or asking and asking of them made me think. And them, well, you know, they didn't say much. They probably just confirmed that I was indeed an asshole. But Raza, these questions came to me, you know, from hearing and reading so much about these caravans and fucking Trump separating kids from their families. I mean, who does that? Fucking Hitler did that. That's who. You know, breaking up a family, it's the lowest and most depraved thing a government can do. Taking little innocent children away from their innocent mothers. It's just plainly wrong and immoral. I can't believe or accept that my country, my government did something like this. I'm ashamed. I'm really ashamed of my government for doing that. So yeah, Raza, I did say innocent children and innocent mothers and, you know, innocent fathers. I didn't say that, but that would be included. And so am I saying all these people coming from Central America are innocent? Or at least in need, or not just breaking the law because they feel like it? Well, let's get into what's illegal and wrong. Here are some examples of what's illegal and what's wrong. And the key word here is intervention, Raza. Number one, there has been several U.S. military coups in Central America to change their government to a more U.S.-friendly one. El Salvador had a civil war going on in the 1980s, and the U.S., of course, got involved with the excuse of fighting communism. And it trained El Salvador military. So this group, this military and other groups, you know, they went on to commit a civilian massacre in the village of El Mozote in 1981, killing at least 733 people and as many as 1,000 unarmed civilians, including women and children. An estimated 80,000 people are killed during the war, with the UN estimating that 85% of civilian deaths were committed by the Salvadorian military that the US trained and the death squads. To make it worse, only 3% of asylum seekers from El Salvador were approved during the civil war because the US was claiming there was no need because there were no human rights violations. All the while, the US is funneling money for the war, training the military, and funneling more money, I think about $1 million, to its preferred political party for the supposedly El Salvador elections. Number two, and here's a quick excerpt from Wikipedia. The 1954 Guatemalan coup d'etat, codenamed Operation BP Success, was a covert operation carried out by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, that removed the democratically elected Guatemalan president Jacobo Arbenz and ended the Guatemalan Revolution of 1944 through 54. It installed the military dictatorship of Carlos Castillo Armas, the first in a series of U.S.-backed authoritarian rulers in Guatemala. So we helped put an authoritarian government or ruler, you know, because he would favor the U.S. in trade and allow us to basically rape the country. And of course, we turned a blind eye to these rulers we put in place when they violate human rights. It seems you only care of human rights when the country committing them doesn't favor us in some financial way. So, Raza, there are many more examples I could get into of all the illegal things we've done in other countries, of all the intervention we've had to look after our mighty dollar or resources. You know, it's kind of part of the U.S.'s MO. So now that we destabilize these countries by installing dictators who kill their own citizens, steal from their country, and hold fixed elections, and we allow it because a country like this is easy prey for us to take their resources and enslave their people. But it seems that this way of operating, you know, has finally hit a limit, and these people have no choice but to leave a bad and dangerous situation to seek a better life. And now that they are determined to do so, we call them criminals. We want to stop them with a wall. We are scared they may take what is ours. We want them in concentration camps. Está cabrón, raza. Like the lady on the van told me, it is a very complicated answer. Because I don't know if there's an answer now to all this. Too much desmadre. She is right. There's no easy answer. There's no easy fix for something we have been ruining for hundreds of years. Just like climate change. Oops, topic for another podcast. So, Raza, if you're thinking selfishly like I sometimes struggle with and ask, can't Mexico just stop them in the southern border? Then tell yourself this. I am an asshole like Chicano Cast for thinking just like him. No, Raza, just kidding. I'm being a fool. But tell yourself this. Who leaves their country and their families for a place that doesn't want them? I'll tell you who, a person that has no other alternative, a person that is desperate, a person that fears for their lives or their loved ones on a daily basis. And Raza, we the U.S. have to accept our role in this, taking their elected governments away to install dictators that benefit us, funding militias and civil wars, and paying off local politicians. It's all about the mighty dollar. Hold on. Before my next statement, I need a drink. Having a Firestone 805. So, Raza, when will the dollar be valued less than human life? Less than human dignity? I don't see it happening in this lifetime, Raza. Because you know why? That same type of thinking is happening within our own system, our own country. We are now the ones being enslaved, and our lands and communities are being polluted in the name of money. You know, we might end up being the next refugees, and that's why you see all these fucking billionaires talking about going to live in space. Because as Americans, we can't see ourselves living in any other country. We think we live in paradise. So if you're listening to me, you might be thinking, pinche comunista, ¿verdad? Na raza tampoco, socialista, okay? Acepto. Okay, Raza, I hope I left you something to think about. I'm out of spit, out of thoughts. I lost my practice in doing these podcasts. Little bit of lost practice in talking shit, but that I'm kind of an expert at, you know, but not into a mic. So I hope to get back into it little by little. So for now, Raza, just stay brown and stay proud. Desde las montañas a todos los mares, esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Empiezo el viaje en este camino, dejo atrás los cerros. So are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? What elephant in the room?
1 year, 5 months, motherfucker, where's our podcast?
Oh yeah, the elephant in the room. Yeah, Raza, I guess I did gain a little weight. Orale.